Which takes us on to the last ugly relative, and that is a backyard panic disorder. Backyard panic disorders, it's not a term that everybody uses, it's one I use because I don't know what else to call them. Backyard panic disorders, I sometimes call them a ghost anxiety. And they have all the hallmarks of a noise fear, but without the noise. And these are dogs that panic in the when they're away from you, and sometimes even when they are with you. They have an intense drive to escape from the backyard or to inscape by bashing the back door. They are identified as a very severe panic disorder. The dogs are hyperventilating. They're absolutely in panic mode, and often the cause is not discernible. Sometimes we think the backyard fearful events are the cause, and there are many of them, but things like somebody invading the backyard, a burglar in other words, abusing the dog because the dog's trying to be a guard dog, and kicking the you-know-what out of the dog. Painful events like that. Branches falling off trees, kawumpa, falling right beside the dog, scaring the living daylights out of the dog. Carpet pythons, the small and medium-sized dog can be a problem. And dog attacks, if a big dog jumps in the backyard, brawls with the dog and then goes off. Sometimes these things occur and we don't know they've occurred. These backyard panic disorders are a major difficulty. And the typical ones, before we knew too much about them, used to occur around about 5 p.m. at this time of year in winter and about 7 p.m. in summer. And sometimes it's because the darkness of dusk was coming over and the dogs aberrantly said, well, that's a thunderstorm because the dark clouds are thunderstorms. So they used to aberrantly link it with storms. So a lot of them were storm fear dogs. But I do see them where these dogs have absolutely no noise fears whatsoever, where they are panicking as if they were detecting a noise and we just can't pick the reason. We presume that they're hearing things that we can't pick because dogs obviously got very acute sense of hearing. Maybe it's ultrasonic, but I hit these dogs with ultrasonic units and can't produce the same level of panic. We presume they may be smelling things that we can't and linking that smell aberrantly with something else that occurred in their past. But these dogs are very, very difficult and they can be just as bad as noise fear dogs and are very difficult to deal with.